In other news today, one of Philadelphia's oldest contemporary art galleries is closing. The Roger LaPelle Galleries opened on 3rd Street almost 40 years ago. It was an anchor for the revitalization of Old City as an arts destination. Its closing is part of a wave of gallery closings. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on changes in the Center City art market.
In 1980, Roger LaPelle bought this five-story building on 3rd Street in Old City. He filled every floor with art, either buying it for future resale or storing it for the roster of many artists he represented. Now he's selling the building, and thousands of pieces of art have to be cleared out. Beth Medaway is a client, and she came to pick up a small painting wrapped in bubble wrap. She bought it 2 years ago and never picked
so
it up.
Blue.
It's a cake.
It's a blue cake, a blue-green cake. I love this cake, and I totally forgot about it.
Medaway says over the last 15 years, she has bought at least 100 paintings from Roger LaPelle. She relied on him to find out about new artists that are worth paying attention to.
Galleries are disappearing. Roger curated for people. He said, I think this is worthy of your viewing. I think this is someone who has something to say and has talent.
You know, I will tell you, he sold most of the things. In my case, he sold most of the things I produced.
That is artist Frank Danziger. He's been represented by Roger LaPelle for 43 years.
You know, when things weren't selling, Roger was the kind of guy that said, well, look, I'll buy something from you, you know. And it tied the artists through the week period, so... Extremely admirable gallery owner, and I don't know that they still exist.
It's not just the Roger LaPelle Gallery that's leaving Old City. Places like Snyderman Works, Rosenfeld, Gallery Joe have all closed. The Clay Studio is planning to leave for Kensington next year. These galleries help build that neighborhood into an arts destination. Old City's signature event, the First Friday Art Crawl, is still a thing, but now people are walking into fewer art galleries and into more boutique retail stores that dabble in art. That means furniture stores, houseware shops, a florist, even the neighborhood veterinarian has an opening reception this Friday of a show of drawings about dogs. For Michael Biello, this change is refreshing.
Before the art galleries, there were artists, dancers, actors, musicians, designers, painters, and it wasn't about art gallery. And when the art galleries came in, the artists had to move.
Biello and his partner Dan Martin were part of the original wave of artists that moved into Old City in the 1970s. They bought their building on 3rd Street in 1976.
Owning the building is one of the biggest reasons why we're still here, why you're talking to us as like two of the last remaining like real artists in the neighborhood.
Now Martin and Biello are part of a new consortium of 10 businesses in Old City called the Philadelphia Design District, or the PDD. It includes those furniture stores and the florist and the houseware shops that have banded together to support the idea that Old City is not just about art, but about lifestyle design. Martin sees the PDD as a return to what Old City used to be in the 1970s before the art galleries came, when the artists were a community that depended on one another.
It does feel a little like we're coming back to what first attracted us to Old City. Mm-hmm. Just a feeling that we need each other and there's something to be gained from working together, and it feels very loving.
The Philadelphia Design District just launched a few months ago, and it's still finding its feet. They are planning events for next October during a citywide festival, Design Philadelphia. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.